this is Noelle, just a typical ADHDer. For some reason, the cars are pretty busy and noisy today, so I will experiment with noise reduction on my free audio editor. A couple things before I start. I submitted my podcast to a variety of other platforms, including, I think, Google Play, Apple iTunes, Stitcher, and I think a couple others. Most of them have been approved, so if you want, you can search for Just a Typical ADHDer on those platforms and listen. Due to certain quirks with Podbean, some of the information in the description might be missing or garbled. The other thing is, I still have a Patreon, still mostly barren, but hey, it exists. And it's at patreon.com/NoelleVivant. So that's patreon.com/NoelleVivante. And that's a place where you can donate. Okay, my friend recently recommended the podcast Medieval History for Fun and Profit. I think that's its name. And I believe it's over. But they talk about miscellaneous European medieval history, I believe. And one of the things that absolutely killed me was their animal trials. And I think I've heard of this before, but I must have blocked it out of my mind or kind of set it aside. But their descriptions are some of the funniest things I've ever heard. I think one of the examples involved a pig that killed someone, possibly a child. So they put the pig on trial and dressed it up in human clothes, brought other pigs to observe and learn from this example, and actually had arguments, like whether the pig could know what it was doing, whether it was sentient, whether this earth is primarily for humans, or if people should make room for all beasts created by God. And I assume they publicly executed the pig, though I'm not sure. In some of these cases, they probably just fined or banished the animals, which of course didn't make any sense at all. It made even less sense. Some other examples were even of bugs and worms. So beetles, butterflies, if they did things like eat people's crops or who knows. But I don't know. I just found it hysterically funny and extremely bizarre. One reason I was looking up and talking about medieval podcasts with my friend is because I recently, in the past month or so, started watching the Cadfael series, which is a 1990s television show based on a mystery series of novels by Ellis Peters, I believe, was the pseudonym for the woman who wrote it, about a medieval monk who solves murders, which actually makes so much sense when you think about it. My parents loved the series of books and TV shows when I was growing up, but I don't have a strong memory of it. I remembered, you know, a few dramatic moments, but generally it was something my parents didn't want me to see all of, and I think I wasn't too interested in it. It was fairly slow, and I am not as in love with Derek Jacobi as my parents were, which kind of annoyed me because they would always go on about what a marvelous actor he was and blah, 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 which made me want to see it even less. But I decided to watch the series because I thought at least it'll be a who's who of the 90s. There are so many familiar faces in there of people who later became famous. But I will say Derek Jacobi is wonderful as Cadfael. He's kind of a Mary Sue in that he's good at everything, he's progressive, but it's all explained in context of the story. And because he is such a wonderful character, there's something so comforting about somebody even 1,000 years ago seeking justice. Somebody we don't even have nowadays in position, you know, in a position of power. The fact that he's a good fighter makes some sense because he was in the Crusades. The fact that he's fairly worldly makes sense because he's in his 50s or 60s, so he's seen a lot before he joined the monastery. The monks were also few people in the day who were literate, And they spent a lot of time mixing medicines and working in gardens, growing herbs, etc. So it's very much this CSI forensic element where Cadfael will find an herb or a piece of plant on someone's body and think about where this person must have gone to have gotten this on themselves. He's also good at recognizing how long people have died because of his experience in the Crusades, where he saw lots of dead bodies. Another thing is that even though he's much more forward-thinking about sex than many people in those days, where you could be tortured to death for having certain kinds of sex, there was also a double standard where all sorts of stuff was going on all around and nobody really did anything about it. As in, I'm pretty sure there were examples of nuns who would get pregnant and the only people around were monks in a nearby monastery because they're in the middle of nowhere. Things happen. So I feel like his progressivism isn't as completely out of place as it could be. At the same time, he's also a genuinely kind person. He has a few old-fashioned ideas, of course, but I feel like a lot of characters, especially male protagonists who you're supposed to identify with, are not actually that nice. Whether they're supposed to be anti-heroes or heroes, a lot of them are very judgmental or use people and then get forgiven more than anybody else. He's not really looked up to by many people, except for those in need, by other, by victims and the vulnerable. A lot of people in general, including various monks, see him as annoying and meddlesome. Apparently, audio quality was really varied and hard to get because it seems that there's a lot of dubbing, which makes some of the acting really dramatic and over the top. So even though Jacoby is amazing and some of the actors are really good, some of it is extremely cheesy. And of course, there are all sorts of tropes where you have to take a little bit of a leap of faith. As for costumes, apparently those are not realistic, but I will say I rarely notice costumes and hairstyles and stuff like that when I watch televisions, at least not as much as many people do. But this show, it makes me really horrified at the bull haircuts, the many mullets, and the absolutely unflattering outfits that people are in. Women, especially noble women, tend to have beautiful, perfect hair, but the men, by and large, is horrendous. There's also something quite wonderful about his relationship with another character, which, let me just tell you, spoilers for the first episode, not the first book. Major spoilers because I watched it out of order. There is actually a really nice sheriff character who starts out as someone who isn't a sheriff at all. Then I think he becomes the deputy sheriff and eventually gets promoted to sheriff. One reason I haven't watched further is because apparently they changed the actor and they changed his character to become more antagonistic, which makes me sad because maybe it's the Sheriff of Nottingham, but I just had the stereotype that all fictional medieval sheriffs were idiots, power-hungry, corrupt jerks, etc. So it was refreshing to have this fair-minded sheriff. And in the first episode, he and Cadfael meet, and it's sort of an immediate sense of intrigue. It's quite cute. The sheriff is quite a bit younger than he is, and right away they recognize in each other like mimes, but they don't necessarily trust each other. There's been a major upheaval between king and an empress, so a lot of sides are being switched, and he, the would-be sheriff, Hugh Beringer, is looking for his fiancée. He's promised the king that he will bring her to him, ostensibly to be killed or held captive or something. But we don't fully know what he's up to, if he's going to do that or if he's going to find her to rescue her. And Cadfael, of course, is going to protect this woman because he will protect anybody he believes deserves it. But they right away realize that the other person is very quick-witted and that there's much more to them than meets the eye. So they basically are playing cat and mouse with each other through the first episode. And eventually they realize that they're basically on the same side. I would say Beringer at least is a bit more pragmatic than Catfile, but he's also a lot younger and in a very difficult situation. But it's sweet because in so many of these detective stories, the main detective is the one who gets all the attention, and the side character is very minimal and seems only to exist to play off of the main character. And for me, I don't find this very realistic. I don't find this very interesting. It's another example of the kind of Mary Sue protagonist that I don't like, when this one person's pain and characterization is put above everybody else's. It doesn't feel like a real world, and to me, the dynamic's not that interesting if it's somebody acting against an underdeveloped character. I would say my favorite example of this probably is Inspector George Gently, the TV series, since I haven't read the books, but I might talk about that another time. It's a great dynamic because the assistant in that is a complete disaster, and it doesn't shy away from that. At the same time, he's not a total caricature. He's very well acted. But anyway, it's just nice in this that the two of them are basically soulmates. So you'd think they would have to be super different to have any sort of chemistry, but it's much more of a gentle friendship. Also probably really rare those days to have two reasonable individuals who are so interested in justice and the law. Again, it's unusual even now. Overall, it was actually a very soothing experience to watch the first season because it's quite slow and the music's kind of beautiful, which makes it calming, but because the stories are so gripping and sometimes dark, I mean, of course they're dark to an extent, it's usually about murder, it's also intriguing enough to distract me from whatever sort of stressors are plaguing me. So I ended up actually buying an ebook of one of the books so that I could get involved in this world. And so far it's been quite lovely. So I definitely recommend checking out Catfile. Again, might be too slow, might be too corny for your tastes. I was watching it on Amazon Prime streaming. There might be other places where you can see it. But it's a nice change of pace from later medieval stuff, which is really edgelord, like Game of Thrones, which I hate. And it's also not at all, it's also much closer to the actual time period, much more realistic and well-written than the stuff that just loves to focus on the blood and guts and not portray the characters as actual human beings who at least I would be invested in. Obviously, my thoughts do not apply to everyone or even most people because Game of Thrones has been hugely popular, but I found myself to be much more interested in even the minor characters of Catfile in spite of the cliches and tropes than in any characters in Game of Thrones or in certain other medieval stories that are just trying to have as much shock value as possible. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you're doing well. Goodbye.